Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and you're listening to the EMS, EMSO, and library Q&A call on the 28th of April, 2014. So let's get to our questions today. First question. My husband had a lengthy emotional affair and a short physical affair with an ex-girlfriend. I knew about the emotional affair the whole time, but I was told I was jealous, controlling, etc. when I voiced my displeasure with it. 3 days after discovering the physical part of the affair, we sat down and he told me everything. He cried and talked about his AP. In the past month, since he has made some steps towards making things better, he has not talked to the AP, but she has not tried to contact him either, as her husband found out about everything too. He has agreed to do EMS online, though we have not started yet. He has been more helpful with our infant daughter and will answer my questions as long as he's not frustrated with me, all of which I greatly appreciate. A stumbling point that I'm having is that he shows no emotion in regard to how hurt I am. He says he loves me and doesn't like me hurting, but the only time he gets emotional is when he talks about her. This makes it hard for me to feel that he's really remorseful and contributes to me feeling very emotional, either good or bad. I'll be super happy to do something with him 1 minute, but the second he doesn't seem grateful toward me or gets on my case about something else, I emotionally unleash. I know this is something I'm prone to, but he's not tempered as well and then shuts me out, which only makes me louder. I end up apologizing for being angry over and over. He has apologized a couple of times in a very general sense and does not believe he should have to say it again. He makes me feel like I'm the bad guy for being angry with him. Two questions. Is there a better way for us to remain calm with each other, even when not discussing the affair? Is it possible that he means what he says, that he cares more about me than his AP, and that it hurts him to see me hurting? Or do actions truly speak louder than words? And am I just being lied to again? Thank you for your time and your input. That's a great question. Actually, you got several there. So is there a better way for us to remain calm with each other, even when not discussing the affair? Probably. I know that Stephanie, when we would talk about things, one of her favorite phrases when she felt she wasn't being heard was, how loud am I going to have to get before you finally hear me? Which actually worked really well, because there was a part of me that didn't want her to get any louder, and just pre-warning me that something wasn't going well allowed me to stop and listen and back up. And sometimes I would even say, can we start this whole conversation all over? Can we just do a do-over and begin at the beginning? I think when discussing the affair, and you'll learn a lot about this in EMSO, using a lot of I statements and not you statements, first trying to understand him probably will make him more open to trying to understand you, and I know it's painful. At the same time, when we seek to understand before trying to be understood, usually it's really helpful. And when you're not even discussing the affair, I think that if you bring something up to him, maybe another way of bringing it up is begin by telling him you think he may get defensive. And if he does get defensive, I would suggest what's called contrasting. So you just tell him, look, I'm not saying this about you. All I'm trying to do is understand, or tell him what you are trying to do, not what he's hearing. And sometimes when you do that, it allows them to begin to understand, back away, and just by saying, I'm not trying to do this, I'm trying to do that, and it keeps the conversation hopefully on track. If the flooding continues on his part and he can't shut it down, or if you can't shut it down, both of you take a time out, focus on something else, and then come back together. Now, the second question, is it possible that he means what he says, that he cares about me more than his AP, and that it hurts him to see me hurting, or do actions truly speak louder than words, and am I being lied to again? First off, he's chosen you. He has not chosen her. And I really do believe that he does care more about you, but that doesn't mean that he's over the feelings that were generated during the affair. It takes time for you to get over the hurt that happened in the affair, and it's going to take you, take him time to get over the feelings he developed in that relationship. And as long as those feelings are still present, at times it may be difficult for him to really empathize with you. EMSO should help with that a great deal, but you're not there yet. And because of the justifications he used for the affair, I suspect he really has yet to gain true perspective of the damage he's done and what this is like for you. Ultimately, he's got to understand that you're the one that pays the price for what he's done, and begin to see you as someone who's displaying a phenomenal amount of love for him, and also to understand that there's nothing unusual that you continue to flood. That's a battle that you probably will have to fight for a couple of years, and as long as you can learn to partner together with that, there should be strength in your relationship. But I wouldn't think that he cares more about the AP. He may at this time, however, because of his anger again and justifications, feel stronger about the AP. But that doesn't mean he cares more about the AP. And it's just going to take grieving on both your parts to get around that. Hopefully that'll give you something to keep moving forward until you get into the course. I think you'll find, and once the course starts in the next first 6 weeks, for 7 weeks, that things will be much better. Second question. We're about a year to the day from D-Day. We attended EMS weekend, which was very helpful. He went to counseling for 9 months, which seemed more of a spiritual counsel and didn't really dive into anything other than his sin nature causing this affair. I continue to see my counselor. We haven't entered into couples counseling yet. It's difficult to find anyone well-versed in infidelity where we live, but it's something we know we need to do. We've come a long way since D-Day. Things lately have been pretty good. However, something continues to eat at me. Most of what I know about his 5-year-long affair with a former co-worker has been revealed through a secret email account I discovered because I've asked questions over the course of the months. He's never voluntarily told me the story of his affair. Many questions I ask about specifics, i.e., what he told himself to make it okay, what he was feeling, how often they met, where and when he would meet her, and where he told me he was, exactly when it began, where he met her, the last time he was with her, what they talked about regarding me and regarding her husband, and other questions are met with I don't remember. He chalks the lack of memory to being able to compartmentalize during the affair. He keeps saying he may not ever remember details because he really packed it away in order to be able to cope with his guilt and shame. Will he ever be able to unpack that compartment and be completely transparent? Or is this him being evasive because of his guilt? I don't know whether to let it go and let it be, but it really bugs me that there are so many unanswered questions. I feel that I could fill the holes I feel that I want to fill the holes before I can really truly move forward. Will that ever happen? Do I just accept that? I won't ever know. Sometimes it seems so unfair that he lived this secret life and can't remember much of it. Who had no clues what was going on, will never know the whole story. Thank you for your time. Well, obviously, there's no way to get him to tell you the answers to all of those questions. I suspect that your point that guilt and shame may be behind this, or his inability to remember or to talk about it. And when there's a lot of shame, there's also an issue with grace, not understanding that it's not even about him, that somehow there's grace for what he's done. And I would hope over time he's able to get beyond that shame. One technique I've sometimes used with people, I don't know if he can do it or not, but if it's about his not being able to feel safe, get a fishbowl and write all the questions down and see if you can have one or two nights a week where you randomly draw one of the answers out of the fishbowl, so that he knows we're only going to deal with one thing, and try to limit the time and tell him that if he can't remember, at least try to guess what it might have been. Make his best shot at guessing. Another possibility that sometimes is interesting is to have him share what the affair wasn't. In other words, well, it wasn't about not liking you. It wasn't about the fact I wanted out of the relationship. It wasn't about thinking this woman was incredible. It wasn't about. So a lot of times, if you'll ask the question from the reverse, you can get many of the answers you need simply by looking at it from the other side. And I find oftentimes people, especially when they can't remember and they don't know, actually are able to talk about it if you look at it, or if they look at it from what it wasn't rather than what it was. If that happens, I think it may answer some of the ways that, or help you get answers that would allow you to get your mind around it. For instance, you can take that question of, how did you deceive me? And he can say, well, it wasn't this way and it wasn't that way. And at least that would give enough clarification in your mind. I'd also suggest that. And you can still do the same thing with the questions in the bowl and say, I don't want you to give me the answer to these things. I want you to tell me with each one of the ones you draw what it wasn't. And at least I can begin to get my mind around it. Because I suspect if you ask him, does he want you to get over this and be able to heal, and does he even want a better relationship, he'll probably say yes. And with that motivation, I think you can at least get him to the point where you can get enough information that you can put it to bed. For the pieces you don't know, you're only going to be able to get and understand so much of it. At some point, I think you go, okay, I'm willing to live with what's there. I probably will fully never understand. But given the things I see in him, I do believe that we've moved the right direction and we have a different and more meaningful relationship that really feels safe now. So that's all of our questions today. Thank you for those and for everybody who called in. Hope everybody has a great week, and I do look forward to talking with you guys next week, to healing.